माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय पंचतत्व जय पंचतत्व जय पंचतत्व जय पंचतत्व जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 श्री राधा माधव जू की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णु पर परमहंस परिव्रजा काचार्य अष्टोत्तर चतुर्षी श्रीमान His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Pratistha Acharya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Kota Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Garadharva Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath. श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप सीमाए पोदाम की जय गंगमय की जय जामुनमय की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन गौर भक्त वृंद की जय जय निताय गो प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, chapter 23, text 17 to 29. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। What do we do first? We do word for word or the... Huh? Shloka. Okay. Param mahima puru kranmato grinato. Param mahima mahimna puru vikramato grinato grino. Yat Patri Vani Vimani Sharajasam Simartya. Kim Jayamana Uta Jata Upaiti Martya. Iti Aha Mantra Drigrishi Purusha Sharyasha. Param mahima uru vikraman sukranano. Ya pati vani viman. Ya pati vani vimami saraja namsi martya. Kim jayamana uta jata upaeti martya. Iti aha mantra drigrishi purusha shayasha. Param manima uru vikramanto grinano. Ya pati vani vivami sarajam simartya. Kim jaya manna uta jadi upaiti martya. Iti aha mantra di grishi purusashayasha. Please try. Param mahima vibhutai pranu kranano. Kim jaya mana uta jata upaiti marpya. Iti aha mantra digrishi purusha shayasha. Param mahima uru vikramato grinano. Ya pati vani vimani saryam simartyam. Kim jaya mana uta jata upaeti martya. Idya mantra jigrishi prusasya yasya. Matajis. Param mahina urikramanto vinano Yarpati vani vimani sarajam simartya Kim jayamanu utajati upati martya Param mahima nirvimato yena Yarpati vani vimani sarajam simartya Kim jayamano utajati upati martya Tiya mantra jikrishi purusha shayasya Param, the measurement, mahinaha, of the glories, Uru Vikramanta, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who acts wonderfully. Vrinana can count, yeah, a person who, Partivani, of the whole planet Earth, Vimane, can count, Shaha, he, Rajamshi, the atoms, Martya, a human being who is subject to death, Kim, what? Jayamanaha, one who will take birth in the future. Uttra, either. Jataha, one who is already born. Upoiti, can do. Martya, a person subject to death. Iti, thus. Aho, said. Mantra drik. One who could foresee the Vedic mantras. Rishi, great saintly Vasishtha Muni. Purushasya, of the Supreme Person. Yasya, of whom? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sabai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So I read from 17 of the different verses here. Lord Vishnu, I must nonetheless act in obedience to your order because obeying your order is most important and is the first duty of everyone. Shukadeva Goswami continued in this way. The most powerful Shukracharya accepted the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full respect. Along with the best of the Brahmanas, he began to compensate for the discrepancies in the sacrifice performance by Bali Maharaj. O King Parikshit, having taken all the land of Bali Maharaj by begging, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vamanadeva, delivered to his brother Indra all the land taken away by Indra's enemies. Lord Brahma, the master of King Daksha, and all other Prajapatis, accompanied by the demigods, the great saintly persons, the inhabitants of Pitriloka, the Manus, the Munis, and such leaders as Daksha, Bhrigu, Angira, as well as Kartikeya and Lord Shiva, accepted Lord Vamanadeva as a protector of everyone. He did this for the pleasure of Kashyap Muni and his wife Aditi, and for the welfare of all the inhabitants of the universe, including their various leaders. O King Parikshit, Indra was considered the king of all the universe, but the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, wanted Upendra, Lord Brahmanadev, as the protector of the Vedas, the principles of religion, fame, opulence, auspiciousness, vows, elevation to the higher planetary systems, and liberation. Thus they accepted Upendra, Lord Vamanadev, as the supreme master of everything. This decision made all living entities extremely happy. The win-win situation. The demigods and the demons, after all this, they were both very happy. So, Lord is very expert arranging and managing things, so everybody becomes happy. Thereafter, along with the leaders of the heavenly planets, Indra, the king of heaven, placed Lord Vamanadev before him with the approval of Lord Brahma and brought him to the heavenly planet in a celestial aeroplane. Indra, the king of heaven, being protected by the arms of Vamanadev, the supreme personality of Godhead, thus regained his rule of the three worlds and was reinstated in his own position, supremely opulent, fearless, and fully satisfied. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Kartikeya, the great sage Bhrigu, other saintly persons, the inhabitants of Pitruloka, and all the other living entities present, including the inhabitants of Siddhaloka, and living entities who travel in outer space by aeroplane, they all glorify the uncommon activities of Lord Vamanadeva. O King, while chanting about and glorifying the Lord, they return to their respective heavenly planets. They also praise the position of Aditi. O Maharaj Parikshit, pleasure of your dynasty, I have now described to you everything about the wonderful activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva. Those who hear about this are eternally freed from all the results of sinful activities. 29. One who is subject to death cannot measure the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tribhikram, Lord Vishnu, any more than he can count the number of atoms on the entire planet, Earth. No one, whether born already or destined to take birth, is able to do this. This has been sung by the great sage Vasishtha. Purport. Vasishtha Muni has given a mantra about Lord Vishnu. Nati Vishnu Jayamano Najato Mahinama Param Manantam Appa. No one can estimate the extent of the uncommonly glorious activities of Lord Vishnu. Unfortunately, there are so-called scientists who are subject to death at every moment, but are trying to understand by speculation the wonderful creation of the cosmos. This is a foolish attempt. Long ago, Vasishtha Muni said that no one in the past could measure the glories of the Lord, and no one can do it in the future. One must be simply satisfied with seeing the glorious activities of the Supreme Lord's creation. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita, Vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekam mamsena stito jagat, with a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support the entire universe. The material world consists of innumerable universes. Each one is full of innumerable planets, which are all considered to be the products of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's material energy. Yeah, this is only 1/4 of the of God's creation. The other three-fourths of creation constitute the spiritual world. Among the innumerable planets, in only one universe, the so-called scientists cannot understand even the moon and Mars, but they try to defy the creation of the Supreme Lord and his uncommon energy. Such men have been described as crazy. Nunam paramatta kurute vikarma bhagavatam 554. Such crazy men unnecessarily waste time, energy, and money in attempting to defy the glorious activities of Urukrama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jananjaran Shalakkayo Takshura Militanjina Tajmaya Shri Gurvinma Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garatha Shiva Shari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari 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 Ramo, Hari Ram, Rama Ram, Hari Hari. So here we're describing Urukram, Chivikram, very uncommon activity. You stick your toe through the universe. It's a very uncommon activity. I don't think even anybody could imagine such a thing. But Krishna to keep the word of his devotee, he did that. He put his third foot through the put his toe through the universe to keep the Bali Maharaj's Bali Maharaj's promise to give the three steps of land. So to glorify Bali ultimately becomes, everybody comes glorified, especially Bali Maharaj. So Lord Vamanadeva, he wanted to bring this out, how glorious his devotees is, and wanting to keep his promise. And Vamanadeva said, even I didn't keep my word. But Vamanadeva, he was so true to his word, his vow. Oh, now he's celebrated everywhere, all over the universe, as that person who was so fixed in the truth, who had delivered everything. And Vamanadeva said, I went there as a dwarf. I went there to cheat him, actually. So I'm not very honest, because I went in a mission of cheating. But he didn't cheat. Bali Maharaj, he didn't cheat. He was so fixed in his vow, so firm in his vow of truthfulness. Even I cheated, but he did not cheat. So this is how the Lord is glorifying him, his devotees. And now forever he is famous for his being fixed in the truth. So Prabhupada's pointing out here the how nobody can estimate the extent of the Lord's glories. No one can count the qualities. You can count the grains of sand or dust on the earth planet. Still you cannot calculate the different glories and uncommon activities of the Lord. Vishwanath Chakravartitaka has actually said that some people can count the grains of dust. That he said, he gave an example of Anantadev, he can. Although it's said Anantadev has been chanting the glories of the Lord for eternality, still he hasn't come to an end of it, because they're constantly expanding anyway. So it's difficult to come to an end. But he said that Lord Ananda, he actually does know how many grains of dust. But because his energies are always expanding, then he has to expand his knowledge potency to understand. And when he does that, then Krishna's potency, energies expand to serve him. So Krishna has to expand his knowledge potency to understand. And then again, his knowledge potency expands. So like that, there's a competition, always expanding, and more new things are happening. So this can only be created by God in his pastimes. Leela indicates pastime of happiness. So when Krishna comes here, this is his mission, to annihilate the miscreants and establish the devotees, but he always has a good time wherever he comes. It's not that I've got a duty to do, and it's not very, I'm going to go to the material world and kill the demons. And no, he makes it into a function of happy part. Krishna goes to Mathura and he's walking down the street with Balaram, completely carefree of the law and order of Kamsa. And someone comes up and just cuts his head off to have a good time. The boy's laughing, seeing how Krishna easily kills these demons, and completely carefree, no, of Kamsa's law and order. So he can do. So when he comes here, he has a good time. It's not that he acts by the normal rules and regulations of the material world. Balaram just got a piece of kusha grass and he cut his head off of Ramahashana Shuta with a piece of grass. That's a very uncommon weapon. Also, his activities are uncommon. His weapons are uncommon. You can cut your finger on kusha grass. It's sharp, but I don't think you can cut your head off. So Prabhupada is saying it's a foolish attempt to try to understand all the activities that are going on in this material world. So Krishna said, anyway, what's the use of understanding all these opulences of mine? Really? You should know with just one spark of my splendor, one portion of my energies, I maintain all the entire universe. That means Paramatma. With one portion of myself means Paramatma. I expand as Paramatma, and by that portion I create everything. I create the all, anything that has to be done in the universe. The super soul is doing that. by my energy is I'm doing all the, I'm maintaining all the universe. Is anything I'm the maintainer of all. So Prabhupada's saying that the scientists are trying to find out now, for a long time, they want to understand how everything's work. They want to understand the source of everything. This is the main thing. This is a philosophical understanding. You want to find the truth. There's always been this search since time immemorial. What is the truth? We're seeking for that point or absolute truth. All philosophers do this, but it's very difficult for them to come to the proper conclusion. Everything is coming from, what is that source of life? Was it Einstein said, in my endeavors to find the source of life, somehow or another it slipped through my fingers. I couldn't catch it. So this is Krishna. You can't catch Krishna. He slipped through my fingers. But the devotees, they know that, who was that slipped through his fingers? That was Krishna. Krishna's not going to, I'm only known by bhakti. I'm not known by scientists. So the scientists will never know the potencies until they come to the point of surrendering to Krishna. So all this, anything that goes on in this material world by the maintenance of the super soul, So all this material energy we see, but what is it? It's nice to have nice big brick buildings here and electricity and running water and everything. So many scientific achievements we are making. What is actually this? What the scientists actually doing? You see, whatever they do, the latest inventions are making everything there. It's nothing but a combination of earth, water, fire, air, ether. That's all. All their great, great experiments and their great, great realizations. And it's nothing but a combination of earth, water, fire, air. That's all they're dealing with. Different combinations of these elements. And Krishna says, they're my elements. You're just dealing with my elements. And still you can't understand. You can't understand it. Mind intelligence is their little psychology, kind of just touches on that aspect. But otherwise, they're just dealing with earth, water, fire, and ether. Different combination. What's so good about that? They try to find life. Prabhupada said, even if they do, which they won't, they can't. Nobody can create life by a mixture of chemicals. They cannot create life, but if they did, we give them the benefit of the doubt. What credit is actually that you created life? Life is already existing. We're all living, we're all alive. So everything in life is everywhere, so what is so great if a scientist somehow or another creates life? It's already existing. Krishna's already made it existing. Thousands and thousands of jivas. How many grains of rice with jivas are growing in the millions and millions? Life is everywhere. These trees, plants. So what credit does a scientist get, even if he creates life, which he cannot? So we cannot give any credit. But rather we see, Prabhupada said, you can think like this. You're on Harinam Sankirtan. You're in New York, London, Bombay, Australia, somewhere. And what is it? It's the skyscrapers here, big buildings, and then Maya. It's all energy. Krishna said, external energy, Maya. But the devotee sees it as Maya. No, he sees, this is my Lord's energy. It's nothing. What we're seeing now in this sophisticated city, it's nothing but earth, water, fire, air, and different combinations. And whose elements are they? Krishna's. My Krishna's. Our Krishna's. Krishna's so lovely. He's so great. So we see the big building of Maya, but we see it's nothing but Krishna's energy. We relate to the source of the building. Not just the elements, but to the source. Who is that? That is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna is telling Arjuna here also, what's the use of understanding so much? It'll go on forever, but just understand the spark of my, I am maintaining all these universes. Two classes of beings, Shara Akshara, the fallible and the infallible. The conditioned Brahman and the liberated Brahman, the covered Brahman and the uncovered Brahman, liberated Brahman. The two Brahmans. Then I enter into this 15th chapter. Then I enter into the world as the Parabrahman, superior to the conditioned Brahman and superior to the realized Brahman. I enter into this world and maintain all these worlds. Therefore, I am celebrated as Purushottam. Krishna likes that name, Purushottam. Purushottam means one above all others. All others that go down in his presence. Or is he above everyone? So Krishna likes that name because that's his position. He is Purushottam. So he's very proud of his name, Purushottam. Purushottam. Because I am celebrated beyond the fallible Brahman, the infallible Brahman, and the Super Soul, and all the different incarnations. That is me, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. I am celebrated as Purushottam, above all others, even all the different incarnations. So that's the Lord we are dealing with. Very uncommon activities, but he can do it. We cannot do it. But we can see the Lord. One must be satisfied with seeing the glorious activities of the Supreme Lord's creation. So we can be satisfied with that. Maybe Krishna's not here, but the morning time is 6 o'clock, sun. We see the sun. What does Krishna say? It's my eye. The sun and the moon are my eyes. So we see the sun is coming up. We see the source of the sun. It was Krishna's eye. Who's I? Krishna. So we see Krishna. like this, the devotees should be satisfied by seeing Krishna through his energies and elements. You may not see directly. When there is bhakti there, you can see directly. Otherwise, we see Krishna's different potencies and how they're being manipulated. So be satisfied with seeing Krishna in the different elements. Prabhupada's morning walk. I think in Bombay, Juhu Beach, maybe. He's taking a morning walk, chapel walk, and he said to one of his disciples, Panchajavida Maharaj, "What do you see?" They're on the beach. Okay, so he asked him, "What do you see?" Vast ocean. He says, "The ocean. That's all you can see. There's nothing else there." For it goes on. No, sorry. He said, "What do you see?" And Panchajivita Maharaj said, "Krishna." Prabhupada said, "How do you see Krishna?" He said, "Krishna says, I am the taste of water. So that I see the water. And the taste of water, that is Krishna, so I can see Krishna." Prabhupada looked at him and said, "Salty." the taste is salty. Then Prabhupada said, "Earth, water, fire, air. These are my separated energies." So here's water, so we see this is Krishna's energy, water. See Krishna there. But it's okay. Krishna is also salty water, but I am the taste of water, it's not salty. So, here in 17, Lord Vishnu, I must nevertheless act in obedience with your order. This is Shukacharya. Lord Vishnu, I must nevertheless act in obedience to your order, because obeying your order is the most auspicious and is the first duty of everyone. Obeying the order of the Lord is the most auspicious and is the first duty of everyone. Sukadeva Goswami continued in this way, the most powerful Shukracharya accepted the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full respect. Along with the best of the Brahmanas, he began to compensate for the discrepancies in the sacrifice performed by Bali Maharaj. So here, accepting the order of the Lord as your first duty. Why? Because the God's order is religion. Dharma can only be established by God. No one else can establish Dharma. So the order of God becomes religion. We follow the orders that is most religious. Krishna, he killed his family. Arjuna killed his family members. Not only his family members, 640 million other relatives also. Rishni dynasty at the Battle of Kurukshetra. Why? He was ordered by Krishna. Kill. That was Arjuna's bhakti. 8,400,000. Anyway, that was his bhakti. Because he followed Krishna's order. I've come here with a mission. I want to annihilate with... You're the instrument to annihilating all these demons. I want you to kill them. That's bhakti. So God's order is bhakti. It may not seem like devotional service to wipe your family members out. But Arjuna had that service. That was his devotional service to Krishna. And he did it. And he became the glorious Arjuna, such a great devotee. So the order of the Lord is religion and must be carried out as one's first duty. Is what you're doing right now the order of the Lord? First duty means right now. What is the first duty, you see? It's to serve the Lord's order. And now, time has changed again, but so now the first order is to serve the Lord's order. And after 1 minute, the Lord's, to serve the Lord's order. In other words, you should be constantly serving the Lord because that is what is happening, the first duty. What should I do right now? What is my first duty? To serve the Lord. So that's all we should be doing. Serving the Lord, that's our duty. Moment after moment after moment. So, what is the order of the Lord now? Which Lord also? Which Lord now? So we're dealing with our Lord is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Practically, this is we're in his mission, International Society of Krishna Consciousness. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And he has ordered, Bharata Bhumi Hoilishe Manushya Janama. You've taken birth in India as a human. What is your duty? That first you understand the science of Bhagavad and become convinced. And when you are convinced, then you convince others. If you're not convinced yourself, it's difficult to convince others. But if you are convinced, then you convince others. So that is the duty whose duty? Manusha Janama. You've taken birth as a human. It's the duty of the human beings. Manusha. That's your duty. Bharata Bhumi, you've taken birth in India. Why is that so great? Because India still has the Vedic knowledge is here. India has this knowledge, it's respected for that. So those persons born in India, this is their duty, is to understand the science of Krishna consciousness. Become convinced and convince others. Especially Indians. He didn't say the Malechas or Yavanas. He said those were born as human beings. These are subhuman, Malecha, Yavana. Prabhupada said Malecha doesn't mean that someone who is born outside of India, but it means anybody who's not practicing Krishna consciousness, specifically the Indians. You're not practicing, then that is Malecha. You've fallen from your caste. So, just Bhakti Chiru Maharaj was given an example one time that he said India was subjugated for maybe 2,000 years, right? Mughal rule, British rule, a couple of thousand years practically. India was subjugated. And Bhakti Sri Maharaj said, who is the fault? Who is at fault here? Whose fault was it that India was subjugated? And he said it was the fault of the sadhus. Because the sadhus, they should have been understood the science of Bhagavat. And when the foreigners came, they should have preached to them. You're not a Yavana, I'm not a Brahmana, you're not a Portuguese, I'm not Indian. They should have taught Krishna consciousness. We are all the eternal servants of Krishna. And then when all the traders and settlers and invaders, everybody come, if they would preach to them, then they would accept it. The intelligent one will accept it. But they didn't do it. The Brahmanas, they're low class, untouchables. Yavanas, Malechas, they're coming to our country. We reject them as being untouchable. As a result, they didn't preach to them. They got stronger and stronger and stronger. And it took over power. It's the fault of the Brahmanas not doing their duty properly. Not becoming convinced and convincing others. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he quoted this verse, Bharata Bhumi Hoilushe. Only those born in India. But then later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said that I order everyone in the universe to spread this Krishna consciousness. So, not only the Indians, now everyone has their order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his order is religion. And he's the latest incarnation of the Lord. And it just so happens to be our worshipful Lord, the Gauranga Bhaktas. He's our worshipful Lord. And he's the latest incarnation. And he's got the latest dharma, or the latest process according to the age. Uh, So he should be heard now. This is an important point. The way Krishna consciousness is taking the Yuga Dharma, Harinam, Sankirtan all over the world. This is the latest process. Harinama, Harinama. In Kali Yuga, this is the process. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is presenting the process. So he is our hero, he is our Lord, we are his followers. We want to execute his order. New order. 500 years ago only he gave that order. And the acharyas are still giving, everyone is giving today. So this was the special meaning of this incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Vamanadeva came, he was very uncommon pastime, very, very uncommon. He's got the whole universe is involved in this affair. Everyone is coming, all the top people. Daksha, the Prajapatis, Shiva, they're all involved, all the demons, all the demigods. The whole universe is involved with this. But Krishna, a form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is more recent. So it's the latest. Just like if you can preach this, anybody from South India dealing with the Sri Sampradaya, it's very, very, very big movement there, Ramanujas, Acharya. So this is your preaching. That Ramanuja, he's accepted as an incarnation of Anantadeva. Anantadeva is the expansion of Balaram. So they're accepting that. So the followers of Ramanuja accept that he is an incarnation of Anantadeva. Now that same Anantadeva has taken birth as Nityananda Prabhu in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So you should actually, if you're followers of Ramanujacharya, you should worship Nityananda Prabhu and follow him. He's your Lord. Anantadeva is your Lord. You're all following him. Well, his latest incarnation, that should be considered first. His last instruction should be considered. So he appears again as Nityananda Prabhu. So therefore, you should follow the orders of Nityananda Prabhu. What are his orders? Hari Bol, Hari Bol. They're chanting Hare Krishna dance. So the latest incarnation is more relevant for us. He's given the Yuga Dharma for us. Krishna was going to Rukmini's palace. So she was excited, naturally. Started to clean everything, got the brooms out. Many of her co-wives come to help her clean. Krishna's coming to your palace today. Okay, so there's no dirt, no dust in Vaikuntha. But they clean. As a saver, somehow or another they're cleaning. Preparing for Krishna to greet Krishna. So Krishna comes to Rukmini's palace and she brings him in, she sits him down, she's washing his lotus feet and tears are falling from her eyes and Krishna saying, "Why are you crying, Rukmini?" No, you should. Somebody's upset you. No, it's nothing like that. You're still angry with me? When I was told you to marry, you should marry Shishupala, and I was teasing you. No, it's not that. Hey, Sudarshan, you said something to Rukmini. No, I didn't say anything. What is it, Rukmini? She said, no. You won't know. You cannot understand. So Krishna said, I thought I was God and I thought I understood everything. And you're telling me I cannot understand. It's very mysterious. Please tell me more. I want to hear more about this. She said, no, no, you cannot understand. You can't understand what your devotees are feeling when you leave them. Now is the happiest time of my life. I've got your lotus feet in my hands. But I know after some time you're going to leave my palace. These lotus feet are going to... And feeling like that, but you cannot understand because you never leave your lotus feet. Your lotus feet are always with you. Wherever your lotus feet go, you go. You're not separated. So you cannot understand what your devotees are feeling. They get separated from your lotus feet. Which is very astonishing. I'd like to experience that, what my devotees. And Rukmini said, yes, especially Srimati Radharani. She has so much love for you, so much devotion. So Krishna said, okay, now is time coming for my incarnation, so I will take the sentiment and color of Srimati Radharani, and then I will experience what I cannot experience as Krishna. So I'll be... So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incarnated in Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya to experience what his devotees were experiencing. And simultaneously it was the time for the Yuga Dharma to happen. So then Krishna said, taking all of my weapons with me and all of the different associates, we will descend in this world in the age of Kali. And by this performance of Harinam Shamkirtan, we will smash the poisonous fangs of Kali. This is how we can destroy the Kali Raj and Kali Yuga. Poisonous fangs. And I will give all of the different incarnations and all the different devotees and all the different sampradayas an opportunity to understand what is Braja Prem, something very, very rare that only I can give myself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original Personality of Godhead. I can give myself. No one else can give. So I will give everybody an opportunity, all the different avatars, all the different sampradayas, they'll all come under the flag, the pataka, Jaya Pataka Maharaj Ki. They'll all come under the flag of Harinam Samkirtan. And like this, they will destroy, break Kali's fangs, and establish the Yuga Dharma of Harinam. So these are the latest incarnation. It's the latest order that we should be doing, the Harinam Samkirtan. We should be expanding this mission. However, we should do it, but we should be doing it right now. It's this is as our first priority. Find out the ways and means to execute the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada said, the best thing you can do right now, the best thing you can do right now in Kali Yuga is have a service that's connected to expanding the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the best thing to do right now. This is the most, where the most mercy is going to come through at this particular time and age. Where the most mercy will come through at this time. So it's the same Lord as Lord Vamanadev. He's the same Lord as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's performing on different pastimes. They're all very uncommon, everything he does. As Vamanadev is uncommon, as Mahaprabhu is very uncommon. Very uncommon. Somebody just said it was chronicled in the Portuguese chronicle during the when the Portuguese were colonizing in India. And it was recorded 500 years ago, and it said in South India, one golden giant caused a spiritual revolution by dancing, playing mridanga and kartals, and chanting the names of God. He caused a spiritual revolution. It's recorded from the Portuguese side. It said that that was Mahaprabhu when he went to South India. And yeah, he said he was, millions of people were dancing and just chanting Hare Krishna. I appreciate it. Prabhupada says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that he said how when Panchatattva came, they induced everyone to chant Hare Krishna, dance. They laughed, they cried. When they saw the whole universe was full of Krishna praying, they became so ecstatic. Prabhupada says in the purport, but we didn't see that. The whole universe, here the shloka is, the whole universe becomes inundated with Krishna. But we didn't see that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread it in Bengal and this place in South India. He was converting everyone. But we didn't see like the whole universe or the rest of the world at that time. But we didn't see it. But the shloka says the whole universe. So then Prabhupada said that, but the Panchatattva come, they were experiencing it, and they set into into momentum. They set into momentum this prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Riti Piti Jato Aganagadhati Gram Sabhatra Pachoyvana, that the holy name was spread in every town and village of the world. They set into momentum the movement, and he said so the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in that same momentum, in that same continuing that same momentum is continuing to can't remember exactly but anyway push on this momentum, this flood of love of God that's been predicted by Mahaprabhu. So, the same momentum is there. Lord Chaitanya started, Prabhupada and the Acharyas there, keeping that same momentum. So it's already going on there, existing, is eternal pastime. Already there. throughout the different universes. But anyway, that's our duty. For fortunate people who can actually take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, and those who assist in spreading this mission, the most glorious, and this is the easiest way to achieve mercy in this Kali Yuga, from the Kali Yuga avatar. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would often use this example in his preaching to his disciples about preaching. And actually he had a vision. He was at the Jogpit, birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said from the eastern side, Panchatattva were coming, Harinam Samkirtan, Prem Samkirtan, six Goswamis were there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there, Gokisha, all the devotees were there, Prem Samkirtan. This is just at the end of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's strict vow to chant 1 billion names, something like that. And they all came to him and they said, now you should give up your austerities. You should go out and preach. You don't worry for anything. We are all behind you. Whenever you need manpower, we have. We will send as you need. Whenever you need money, we will send. As you need, we will send. You don't worry for anything. You simply fearlessly go out and preach. You have nothing to worry about. How? Krishna, as Vamanadev, he stuck his toe through the universe. Very uncommon. What cannot be achieved in this universe? If our Lord, our worshipful deity, Krishna, can stick his toe through the universe, what cannot be achieved by Krishna? So don't worry for anything. Look what you have behind you. We have this whole parampara and all these different forms of the Lord. They're all our worshipful Lord, so why you should worry for anything? You just fearlessly go out and preach the message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are all behind you. Shri Vamana Deva ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Ma Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveda Bhakta Brinda ki jai. Nitai go premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you. Krishna. If you like, you can go. It's